This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're getting my buddy Shane Steiner. That's how this place works. No scripting. He's just up here hanging out. And he also works with InfoWars, obviously. And I just drug him in here. But we need to get him an earpiece so he can hear Mark Dice, who's with us. We're going to be here to the bottom of the hour. Well, I did an interview with you last week. I think we put it out just dealing with how Tim Kennedy is going to destroy this guy he's going up against. If that hasn't aired, we're going to air it today because it was a powerful interview. But I think it did air. But Shane, so much going on. What is your gut? I think if Hillary loses, she's going to contest and say it's a Russian plot. They've already said that, actually. It's unbelievable. That clip's coming up in the next segment. But Trump's going to contest because there's already been dead people voting. All the fraud coming out and arrests in Colorado and Florida and everywhere else, it's all against Trump. So, I mean, why is it some of the fraud against Hillary? Because the Democrats are known as the dirtiest little pieces of crap you can imagine.
Well, I was just talking to David Knight in the hall, and he was telling me that, like, by every metric, Trump is winning. I mean, you look at the speeches that he's been given. I mean, there's, like, packed houses, and then you got Hillary, who's having these little tiny dinky rallies, and she's even got Jay-Z and Beyonce.
LeBron James, they advertised it for a week. 300 people showed up.
I mean, to me, that's like a visual poll. I mean, those are in the same cities, too, so.
Dude, when you've been retired, you had, like, number one, number two songs in the country charts. You've been retired for years. You might play once a month, and 300 people show up.
I mean, you know. On a good night.
Whatever, Steiner. Stop putting yourself down. The point is that this is ridiculous.
It is. I mean,
how in Cleveland, a supposed liberal city, can she not get 300 people? And I had that from the intelligence police sending me pictures, and I went and checked the news. It was all these close shots of her.
And she's got these stars that would normally, like Beyonce would normally fill a, you know, 60,000 seat venue. For a concert, that's people paying hundreds of dollars for a ticket.
That's right. So they can't. Bruce Springsteen, she had 30,000 people.
And then when Bruce leaves, then so does the crowd. And so she's speaking to like a handful.
Dice, stay with us at the bottom of the hour. I want you to ride shotgun with myself and Steiner. But yeah, I mean, again, isn't that the real poll that he has on average 20,000 people? She has on average 500.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the polls, obviously, are rigged. I think they've been preparing for the ultimate steal from the establishment to make it appear as if this was destined that Hillary was going to win. And as we're talking about in the last segment, if Trump wins, which he would if there was no fraud, no manipulation, even despite the clear establishment coordinated media attacks against him, they're going to subpoena some voting machines or they'll fabricate some supposed suspicious traffic or hacking attempts that they have now discovered. I don't know what. I don't think anybody knows.
By the way, you're dead on. The fact that Homeland Security announces the Russians are now hacking all this BS and the way they preset it with these suddenly she comes out of hiding for these big stage crowds, it's to try to push the illusion she really won.
Yeah, and they've also said that if to be aware of fake hacking stories, so that anything that comes out, people are going to assume that it could be a fake story that's trying to damage her just before the election. And then they'll find out later that it was probably real, but it just buys them a little time.
Amazing. We're going to break in a minute, Dice. You're working on a bunch of other stuff. What about this video we aired earlier today when Paul Watson was hosting before I came on at 11 a.m., where the majority of even normal, dumb liberals there in South California, Southern California, they all hated Hillary and think she's a crook. So that just shows they hate her.
Yeah, for those familiar with my Man on the Street Monday segments that you've been showing for years now, it's been very easy when Obama was in office to get people to sign petitions to do crazy things like repeal the Bill of Rights and implement all sorts of crazy, you know, fake legislation that I told them that the petition would enact. But to do it for Hillary Clinton, Alex, it was almost impossible. In fact, several of the videos that I have about Hillary Clinton, they were shot in July of 2015, and I just kept them in the can. And then the ones that I shot just a few months ago, it was almost impossible to get people to agree to do anything that I said Hillary wanted to do. They would agree to other crazy legislation like taxes.
Stay there.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All the waiting is over. The time for preparation has passed. The battle is now. The fight for not just U.S. sovereignty, but national sovereignty and human sovereignty against the scientific dictatorship of the New World Order. And Donald Trump is our figurehead in the fight for Americanism, not globalism. It's now Election Day, Tuesday, November 8th, 2016. And you're listening to InfoWars.com continual live coverage. We've now passed the halfway mark. We're going to be broadcasting right through tomorrow evening. Let's get ready to rumble. My high school buddy, Shane Steiner, is here, shooting buddy as well. Been training partners with Tim Kennedy coming up with that big fight. Did you guys get an answer? Have they aired that piece we taped last week yet? Because I want to find out from the TV crew if that's happened. If not, I'm going to air that. Roger Stone's been here. He's doing a bunch of media interviews and dealing with some court stuff and electioneering. And that he's covering. And then he's going to be in studio with us at the end of the hour. He's going to be here in like 30 minutes. He'll be with Leanne McAdoo. And then right through tonight, I'm going to be here. He's going to be here with us today and tomorrow. Roger Stone, the master of the dirty trick, the dark art, the most evil Nixon operative ever, Ronald Reagan's evil one, all this BS. The guy's a straight shooter. That's why they don't like him. And so he's going to be here, former head of the Trump campaign. He's in Austin right now. His idea to come to Austin. I'm glad he's here, but he knows where the center of the storm is. And going back to Mark Dicer, but Shane, finally, you're always like, you know, for years I'm just driving, never feeling satisfied. Finally, you were here last week, and I said, listen, I can finally sit back and be satisfied because they could kill me next week, and what we've done has now changed the paradigm working with everybody else. It's not about the credit, but we do need to sit back and have a little bit of satisfaction. Whatever happens with Trump, Americanism, not globalism, how we're sold out to the Chinese, how we're screwed, the WikiLeaks, the special interests, they're in full retreat. Mainstream media, literally, newspapers have had a 97.5 drop in revenue the last quarter. They're in free fall, cardiac arrest. Mainstream media is over. I mean, they are negative now, not just 6%. They're negative. We really should have a victory lap here because folks need to know. They're dumb enough to steal this from Trump. They really deserve what happens. If they were smart, they'll let him win, then try to sabotage. But let me tell you, you look at that those tottering mental patients, Bill and Hillary, those dumb bastards can't help it. In fact, here's the breaking news. We've got to get this out everywhere on Facebook, Twitter, you name it. This is huge. Not just vote flipping in Florida and Texas and PA, Drudge's reporting on that. InfoWars report, Reuters polls shows showing huge Trump surge. Again, report, Reuters poll showing huge Trump surge. Polls disappear showing major Hillary collapse among likely voters on election day. So they did some real polling. It showed him turbo surging, which is all the other scientific polls. Folks, corporations do real polls. The internal polls you never hear about. You know, Real Clear Politics gets access to hundreds of them a day. They show him from 2 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 8 point leads in the battlegrounds to surging another 3-4 points yesterday. The word is there's another 5 point surge about to happen today. We're in the middle of it. It's trending. 2 more points already. 3 more points. Tsunami. It makes Reagan's landslide look like a game of Parcheesi. I mean, so what do? Their whole crime syndicate repudiated. It's on InfoWars.com. Shane Steiner, then Mark Dice.
Well, I mean, still, you're going to see that the polling is going to be extremely close because they've already kind of, I think, conditioned us. But, you know, you said you didn't want to brag the other day, but I think that you should really take a victory lap because, like, I remember you doing this in high school. And, I mean, I saw you from day one talking about this, you first started trying to open my eyes. And, man, I'll tell you, it was such scary stuff to me back then. Like, I was like that guy that looks out the window and sees the plane engine on fire and then just shuts the window and, you know, tries to pretend like it's not happening.
I mean, I remember we were in a couple classes together, and finally we'd always hang out and talk. And finally, like, you know, today I'm going to sit over here, Alex. Stop showing me books about the Nazis that are hidden in South America. I just want to go out with some girls. And if you ask me about a barbecue, it's whatever, be some girls. We'll be talking about it, and you're like, Alex, you're running the girls off. Just stop talking about the New World Order for a minute.
It was scary, and, you know, and people dismissed it because it just, I mean, and they've been dismissing you for the longest time because it just sounds so crazy. But the more often that you've been right, and then it's and then we got more people like Mark. Mark, I'm a huge fan. Love your videos.
My personal trainer, half the time he trains me like 4 days a week. I go, dude, turn off the Mark Dice video, okay? Train me.
You know, I'll tell you, I still can't figure out if they're the most hilarious things I've seen or the scariest. I mean, it's like I'm laughing and then I'm just completely mortified.
And he's not doing this to be mean. He's showing what we've turned into.
And this is supposed, you're interviewing what's supposed to be the intellectuals, the well-informed voter that we all keep hearing about. And, you know, the people that vote like I do are the non-intellectual, you know, didn't graduate from high school, that kind of stuff. But these, I mean, they don't even know who won the Civil War. They don't even know who's in the Civil War. That was just, you know.
Well, I know about Nazis in South America because my grandfather worked for oil companies, was a lease hound and a manager, and he'd been in World War II as a fighter pilot. My other grandfather was a B-17 pilot. They both almost died in World War II. And I remember just hearing when I was a little kid going, I was out there in New Mexico, that federal land lease, getting them oil wells in, that goddamn Nazi talking crap. And this old boy was weird, broke his jaw. Those smart-ass Germans, I'll kill them, son of a bitches. And, you know, he was German himself, Hammond. But the whole point was, is that, and I remember my mom going, he's a little eccentric, your grandfather. But no, it was all true. I heard from my grandfather, but that's why you listen to old folks. They've seen it. You know, my mom was nice, but she was the young trendy. She's like, he's a little eccentric, but, you know.
It's funny. It's like I always thought that I knew more than my parents. And, you know, especially because I was in school and you know, they kind of teach you in school that, you know, you're the one that are educated now. You're smarter than your parents. And I figured out real quick that I will never be smarter than my parents, that there's something about just, you know, putting in the time.
Well, you'll be as smart as they were after they're gone, but you've hit that plane. Exactly. Like whatever potential smarts you have, it just intensifies if you have knowledge. Exactly. Mark, I'm ranting here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've done a couple of interviews that are with senior citizens and to contrast the younger generations with the senior citizens. And it's astounding to talk to, you know, 70, 80-year-old, 90-year-old people sometimes I would bump into on the beach and to contrast their statements with the younger generations. And you know, you're right, it's horrifying to see my videos. It's depressing sometimes. But it needed to be shown what these people think or what they don't think or what they're willing to do. And as I was saying before we went to break before, to try to convince people or to just ask them to support crazy legislation that Hillary Clinton allegedly proposed, you know, fake petitions for Hillary, it was pretty difficult. I'll tell you, it was almost impossible. And two of my petitions for Hillary Clinton to repeal the Bill of Rights and to put Karl Marx on as her vice presidential running mate, those were shot a year ago. And so this was before all the dirt about Hillary Clinton.
But you've gone out since and you found the same finding.
It's very, very, nobody under 30 out here in the college town in Southern California and Pacific Beach would support Hillary Clinton. And that's why yesterday's video, which made the Drudge Report and made Infowars.com, was me just asking women, how come you hate Hillary Clinton? Let's just find out. Let's talk to women.
We found the same thing in Austin. So with Obama, everybody wants to take on this guilt that white people are bad. Whatever, do whatever you want. The point is, you know, if you didn't do something yourself, don't take the guilt. But with Hirsch, I don't think this woman factor is playing, especially with women. There's something about women that they're meaner to other women than they are to men. I don't think it's going to go too well when she tries to claim this, you know, I'm with her deal.
And she's not really a woman. She's just an evil. She's really a character of an evil stepmother in the most horrific horror movie you could possibly imagine.
Kyrie, let me ask Donner this question then and bring it back to Mark. Because Mark's written, I don't know, 5 books on the occult. A lot of it is republished books that, you know, he's added in, forwards to on admissions of what they're up to. What is this obsession? Like, I never get tired of, you know, going out on the boat, hanging out, drinking beer, being with the kids, campfires, shooting guns with you guys, you know, our kids hanging out. When do you, like, go, I want to go to a ritual and, you know, have 3-year-old kids there and have them drink blood and, you know, screw them? I mean, where the hell does this come from?
I mean, I like doing all those things too, Alex. The beer drinking, on the boat.
It never gets old. Why do these? Because you're a wealthy, successful guy. You know, the old family's here in Texas. Yourself and your own business, you're successful. You don't just go, oh, I'm rich. Now I need to go out and, you know, kill kids.
No, that's never occurred to me, Alex.
No, I know.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know how.
I mean, Mark Dice, where does this come from? Is what I'm getting at. Like, what's wrong with these people?
It literally comes from a spiritual deficiency. It comes from Satanism. And, you know, I think my most popular tweet ever, I tweeted out after the spirit cooking revelations that I'm now accepting apologies for those who said I was crazy for saying that the establishment worships Satan. And it was the most liked and retweeted tweet I think that I've ever done, because a lot of people who maybe have written me off or thought that the talk about Satanism was just crazy, kooky, conspiracy stuff are now starting to take a closer look at
it. Oh, I got the same thing. It's like, oh, my God, we live in a world where Alex Jones is always right. But Shane, I mean, getting back to that, I mean, I bring up, you know, not that you're a successful guy, your family's successful, that most people that are successful are either patriots, just want to hire more people, create more jobs. But then there's the other little small group, mainly liberal rich people, that, man, almost to a person, they're into really sadistic stuff, illegal stuff, devil worship. And it's like, it's one thing to be at Halloween and dress up as the devil as a joke, but it's another thing to really go do it.
Well, I mean, I don't really know that many people that are like that. I mean, first of all, we do okay. We're not, like, rich by any standards, but...
That's right. But, you don't have any money.
No, I'm just saying, that, but, you know...
I'm saying you run around in some wealthy circles, and you're not running into any of this.
No, in fact, I've, you know, people... You know, the left likes to say that people that are... That
you're right. You just wealthy. Have some of the biggest housing developments in Texas, well, And you know,
not me. I didn't.
And your great grandma had like the best. Okay,
but yeah. I'm just saying that they want to make you think that if you have money that you've stolen that from somebody else, you've done it on somebody else's back.
No, all you do is hire people.
Well, all the people that I know that are wealthy are some of the best people that I know, because people don't want to do business with somebody who keeps screwing them over.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's the paradox of old America, old Texas, where everything is about the fact that you're lucky to get in business with me because I always do what I say I'm going to do, and I've got the touch, you know, the four-leaf clover touch. Then there's, though, all this, I don't want to say East Coast, people are good on the East Coast, but this globalist East Coast, ship this break, guys, scum that are all of, you read the WikiLeaks, it's like These people are like prolific demons. There's just thousands. I'm going to screw this person, rob this person. We got little kids coming to the hot tub. I love the devil worship. I'm going to drink blood. It's like, what the hell's wrong? I mean, I'm like, hey, let's go out on the lake and, you know, get a hamburger.
Well, I think it's how they've made the money. I think that if you have a business that makes something or offers something, it's different than if you, I don't know, if you're like a stock market or a hedge fund guy that doesn't have to be, you know, that big of a people person. You're just, you know.
See, that's the thing with Trump. He's got hotels and he's got golf courses and he's got real estate where it's got to be about quality. But with the globalists, it's all just hedge fund made up. Whereas with you, it's, you know, polo club and horses and restaurants and your salary that makes boots and all that, world renowned, you know, going back 100 years.
And if I start screwing people over and not giving them what they've paid for, they'll stop doing business with me. And, you know, then you don't, you know.
So it's that old competing system of honor versus treason.
That's right. And I like the people that I know that are, I know some seriously wealthy people that are like, they drive an old pickup truck. They're, I mean, they just look like normal everyday people and they're just good people. And you know, that idea of the top hat, monocle wearing, Rolls Royce driving rich guy, I mean, I don't know any of those.
Well, exactly. But that's classy people that made their money are like that. There are the trashy ones. That's mean Lady Gaga, Jay-Z, Hillary. And this is a woman. Anywhere she's at, she steals stuff. Like, you have her in your house, she's going to steal something.
Lady Gaga?
No, Hillary.
Oh.
Lady Gaga's pretty damn bad as well.
And Hillary picked the most infamous Illuminati puppets to give her the final push in these last days before the election.
Oh, yeah, let me ask you about the iconography. You're an expert on that. She's clearly wearing a weirdo Nazi outfit at Hillary's event. What is that?
You know, it's she claims that it's a costume that Michael Jackson was wearing, but it clearly looks like some sort of a high priestess garb. And in the final days, we saw Hillary being promoted by literally the most infamous, insidious, satanic servants of Hollywood. It doesn't get any worse than Lady Gaga, Jay-Z, and Beyonce. Jay-Z has rapped about raping women and children in some of his songs. He wears Aleister Crowley t-shirts. Lady Gaga has been promoting Satanism. I mean, it doesn't get more obvious than this, especially in light of the spirit cooking revelations and everything that we've been covering and that you've been covering for decades, tying into the Bohemian Grove and this Luciferian doctrine. And I think we may see a Christian resurgence, just as we did after the experiment of the 1960s, when everybody started realizing that just doing a bunch of drugs and having open marriages and open relationships on little commie communes isn't the way to be happy and successful. So we saw, at least in Southern California, what was called the Jesus Movement, where we had big pastors like Chuck Smith, not these sellout and televangelists. So I'm just talking about really good quality pastors starting and planting churches, the Calvary Chapel movement. And so we saw this huge resurgence in the early 70s in Southern California after the failed debauchery of the 1960s. And so hopefully we're seeing that again. We're seeing the seeds of it with the late blooming millennials.
Well, I totally agree. I mean, Shane and I were never that wild, but I mean, Shane's like Mr. Churchgoer, Mr. Super Exercise. This guy's like more straight-laced than a Mormon over here, and Shane, is your life not better than ever?
Look, I definitely sampled both sides, and when I was out touring, I was, you know, you remember those days? I was out touring with Brad Paisley and Rascal Flatts.
When you got number one country hits in the nation, there's some wild stuff going on.
And
it fulfilling?
No, it was not. And that's kind of.
I mean, you're a guy that's had number one, number two hits. You quit. You were successful. But it wasn't fulfilling you.
No.
You told me that.
You know, that's the thing is when I got to the point that I always thought that I wanted to be and it just was so empty, that's kind of when stuff started going sideways for me and I kind of had a little meltdown. But
for folks that don't know, I'll call you Shane Steiner because your family does that. I'm knowing that you go by Shane Steiner, but it's Tommy Shane Steiner after your grandpa. That's what you're known in country music.
Yeah, I went by my full name in country. But I fully think that if I was still out touring that I probably wouldn't even be alive. So I'm much happier now, you know, not.
Well, by the way, I knew Mark was going through this a few years ago because I went through it about 15 years ago. He was acting kind of bummed out. He was kind of getting erratic, doing stuff. He was, you know, being a little aggressive. And I'm not acting like I'm on some high horse. I've been through it myself. I called him up and I said, listen, dude, you need to stop worrying. I said, let me guess. You had a bunch of big TV shows they were going to do, and then they canceled them on you, and now you're feeling like you didn't make it, and you're all bummed out. You're being a jerk. He goes, well, how do you know that? I go, because I've been through it. You don't need them. Go do your own thing. You do it because you love people. That's why you've already been successful. And don't get manipulated into freaking out. And I'm not being patronizing because I've been through it, Mark, and you've now experienced it, right?
Slow and steady wins the race. And I've been in those offices in Hollywood, literally.
Oh, I forgot. They asked you to join Lucifer. Oh, yeah. This is the. Shane, did anybody ever ask you to join Lucifer?
No, I never got that call.
we've talked about this before. For those,
tell the story. Tell the story.
I've been in the offices of Hollywood. I've been in CNN, in the most of the major networks. They all have, even the news networks have offices in Hollywood. So I was doing pitches with a well-meaning production company trying to get a show on, you know, maybe the History Channel or Discovery Channel. And we even pitched to CNN, which was,
and by the way, you've been on those shows. You've had those shows. I've done them too. It's just, yeah.
It's a joke. And now I got so many offers this last 6 months.
Didn't you notice? As soon as you didn't want it, I'm not exaggerating. It's just to show how they're nothing. It's something I don't even get offered anymore. I used to get offered 10 reality shows a month. I mean, with checks and contracts. Well, you've been offered them.
Yes.
And but they wanted you to be an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You tell that story. I'm not finishing his sentences. We won't talk about this, but go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I don't even really answer them. I mean, the last phone call that I took from a big production company wanting to have me host a show, I literally got on the phone and I just ranted. I looked on the phone. It was like 2 minutes. I was just telling him all the reasons why I didn't want to work for the mainstream media.
Because they want you to be somebody else. They want to steal who you are and control you. It's kind of like Fox News has over 2,000 people as consultants. And they tell them, finally, you're getting paid $50,000 a year on average to come on a couple times a year. Stop going on Alex Jones or you're not on Fox. And the truth is, they go, they're not even on Fox. They do it to control them.
Mm-hmm.
They control what they wear as well. I mean, we've seen the transformation of Megyn Kelly over the course of the election as they were experimenting with her different looks, her different hairstyles, her different eyelash lengths. And she has no control over how she does her hair.
Or what she says. Hairs.
They control what's put on the teleprompter. You're going to read it. You can even see people who appear to be well-meaning. They have to read the teleprompter, and you can sort of see it in their face that there is the hand, figuratively, behind them, forcing them to say what it is that
I just want to say this because it's the opposite of bragging about Hollywood. I have been offered now not just medium-sized roles, I've been in some big movies, but big starring roles and lots of money just to get me off what I'm doing. I mean, I know that's what they're doing. I mean, sure, maybe I dig up these movies, but they don't just do that. And it's like the new Mel Gibson movie. He's great. They licensed it. I haven't even seen it. I'm told there's a couple clips and listen to me on the radio. I haven't seen it. The Discovery Channel shows I'm on the last few years. I shoot them, never watch them, because it's not about me. And it's such a pleasure to go from kind of liking Hollywood and thinking it's something cool to now it's uncool, and I don't even want to be associated with it, and now it's all begging, begging, begging. Is that not, again, that shows how we've totally taken the culture back, Shane.
Well, yeah, I mean, Mark, what you were talking about, like, I literally went through that. I would go and have meetings with the label about what I was wearing. I had to go take classes, or, you know, about what to say in interviews and stuff.
In fact, you wouldn't even tell them. They would tell you what country you supposedly like. Tell them.
Like, they would ask me what my influences were, and I would say Aerosmith and Fleetwood Mac, and they go, no. Hey, they almost cover up the mic and say, hey, you're supposed to say George Jones and, you know, or something like that. You know, it's like they don't want you to tell. It was Haggard and Jones is what you're supposed to go to. Oh, yeah, man, I grew up on Haggard and Jones. And I did. I listened to a lot of Haggard and Jones, but, you know, when you start...
It was really Metallica and Trent Reznor and Skinny Puppy.
Well, you were there.
Yeah, I was there. No, I know. I was...
Right. They're trying to steal the thunder, steal, you know, my viewership, my, you know, my influence now. And, I mean, I just had a brand offered me thousands of dollars to promote this bogus app in order to monitor and sort of identify, quote, hateful speech. And they wanted me to promote it as if it was free speech. It was actually completely the opposite.
Yeah, they were wanting you to be opted into their ADL program for a few thousand dollars a month.
It was a joke. And I've seen other popular YouTubers promoting it as if...
Dude, I had them offer me $10 million 6 years ago. The biggest offer, pure cash, everything paid for. I would be in New York or L.A., my choice. I was going to be bigger than Rush Limbaugh. And it was, and I just said, and they go, sir, this is $10 million. And I said, big deal.
I remember when Fox offered you some deal to be on a...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mancal can come on talk about that. They offered us the contract. It was a show every week. It was
so you stuck your guns and now you get to celebrate.
Yeah, no, I mean, and again, for viewers, we're not here telling you these stories to say we're big. We're saying they're a joke. They're over. They're nothing. Not that we're big. It's that they're a joke. I'm going to say bye to Dice on the other side, Ann Steiner, and Leanne McAdoo is coming up. And we do have the Jim Kennedy breakdown. Stay with us.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you from the front line.
The threat is real. Megadeth! Just to show the cultural power of the InfoWars, Dave Mustaine asked me to co-write this album with him about a year and a half ago. I said, I'm just too busy. You're the guy that wrote The Four Horsemen, that launched Metallica. I will just allow you to do this yourself. Not bragging, it just shows. But I did contribute a little bit to The Threat is Real, this song. Little secret, wait a minute. But it's not about us bragging. It's about how at every level, this is the reality. We are countering the globalists with Americanism, not globalism. We're just one small part of it, and everybody's exploding. Now, we got Leanne McAdoo and Joe Biggs. Roger Stone's coming in here real quick. He's shaking off a bunch of reporters. He's got him with us tonight, right through tomorrow. 50-plus hour broadcast right through tomorrow at 3 p.m. Then the nightly news at 7 o'clock. Infowars.com/show. But again, it's that they all try to act all powerful, and the tabloids in Hollywood, and I've been sucked into it too when I was younger. And I'm just saying, it's all broken. It's all over. You just popped my ear. What?
How you doing?
Oh, and we do want to go to Leanne briefly and Joe Biggs. What do you guys have coming up before I finish up with Steiner and Dice?
Well, we are getting so many reports of election fraud going on. We're seeing the machines switching. People are documenting it on camera. And of course, the media is trying to point out how, hey, well, that's illegal. You're not allowed to take photos of that. It's like if the election fraud was happening on the other side, they'd be in an uproar. But because it's not allowing people.
You're right. I should stop celebrating how the media is dying and killing themselves to steal it. We should be focused on the stealing. DrudgeReport.com. PA voters report seeing Trump vote switch to Clinton. And we have it here in Austin. I'm about to go vote after this right now. I'm going to go do a live feed. They're telling us that you're not supposed to film your own deal. They've told people we've interviewed in Texas this. And look at this, Steiner. Report. Infowars.com. Reuters pulls poll showing huge Trump surge. They put it out showing a huge Trump surge of 7 points against Hillary. They've had him dead heat. They pulled the stinker. Didn't give a reason why. What do you say to that?
Well, I was going to say, but what she was saying was their people are more concerned with getting at their cameras at a polling place. It kind of reminds me of how they've switched the argument. You know, they're not looking at what's in the emails. They're talking about, they've switched the conversation to who stole them and how did this get stolen. It's kind of like if somebody broke into someone's house and then found some kidnapped people in there, you'd be more concerned with the, hey, you broke
into
their house.
Hey, cops, you didn't have a proper search warrant when you found the 10 kids. No, exactly. And Biggs, what else is coming up? Because you've been on top of this. Vote at InfoWars.com. The messages, the videos are pouring in right now. Our limited crew is trying to go over it. The media has pre-programmed this to say Trump's losing tonight. Clearly, he's going to win. I think we're about to see a contested election. We'll get a final comment from Mark Dice.
I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen at the polling stations with these machines. You know, I've got a buddy here locally in Austin who was down at South Park Meadows actually watching that polling station in particular. And he has footage on his Facebook page I just saw where there's van after van coming in, switching in machines in and out. And he went over to kind of confront the people and ask them what was going on. And 15 cops handcuffed him. Took everything out of his pocket.
Whoa, Biggs, we got to get you off air. We got to get an article written by Kit Daniels or Don Salazar. So one of your military buddies is over there watching. We got people watching all over town. This just happened to one of our poll watchers?
This is a buddy of mine who volunteered on his own. He wanted to go down there. He was wearing a T-shirt that says F ISIS because, you know, that's just...
Well, don't worry, you got arrested.
Well, ISIS was allegedly going to be attacking people at the polls
and that's
today.
The thing they're talking about. They're using this whole voter intimidation, American voters, ISIS is going to go out and slaughter anybody who's out there.
Yesterday it was outside.
It doesn't matter. It's your free speech as long as you're not inside the polling place. So you're saying it's on his Facebook? Is there video of this?
Well, he is filming as the bus with the machines going in and out, and then he wants to get out of his vehicle to go stretch his legs, and he stops recording then. And then after that, it just,
all right, well, I want him in studio. I want him in studio. This is huge. All right, we're going to come back to you guys in a moment. We shot this video last week. It's dealing with a big fight. People are saying, why do you care about UFC? You say you're against sports. I'm not against sports. I'm against the NFL being anti-gun. They're anti-father messages. If I know Tim Kennedy, because I know Shane, and Shane's been training with him 3 years, and then it turns out we become friends, then I've got a buddy in the UFC, and he's a patriot, and he'll bring all those folks to us, which is already happening. We end up sponsoring him in the UFC because he's drug-free. He doesn't compromise. We want our messages in the NFL. We want to have the president. We want to take it back. We're not here playing games. We've already dominated in the media. We want the UFC. We want the NFL. We want the White House. It's not a power trip. We want American culture back. We're going to get it. Closing comments, Mark Dice of MarkDice.com, my friend.
Hating Hillary Clinton won't stop her, but voting for Donald Trump just might. And despite the massive election fraud and the serious organized criminal network that we're going up against, that's not a reason to sit around and do nothing. It's a reason to actually get more involved, to go and vote, to get involved as someone who can oversee either this or future elections to make sure that if they do steal this, we can try the next time around because we're not going to give up ever. We're in this to win it, and they're going to have to take us all down to stop us.
Clearly, again, this is not being positive. It's the truth. We're winning. There's all these high school kids and college kids. You mentioned one of them where they have her top videos, 65 million, her average 3 million. Talking about the New World Order, talking about the fraud, I mean, there's kids that are about to be bigger than I am. Am I pissed? I am in ecstasy. I love seeing Mark, who didn't just come on the scene for doing this 10 years, got a degree, you know, in media and media analyst. He's had a lot of big hits, best-selling books, whatever, but nothing compared to what he's doing now. Again, it's the season of victory, and that's why they want to censor us. So it's so exciting what DrudgeReport.com has led the way on, Ron Paul's led the way on. It's so exciting. So thank you both. I'm going to play this clip here, part of it. We're going to post the whole thing at Infowars.com. And then Roger Stone's coming in studio with Leanne McAdoo and Joe Biggs. They're on the other studio, but they'd probably come in here. But Stoner, anything else about this election? What does your gut tell you?
Well, after the videos and stuff that I've seen with how they can manipulate the data in the voting booth.
Fraction magic.
I mean, fractions is the craziest thing. The fact that it even exists is scary.
Yeah, they're putting the programs on them. Like, oh, here's the fraud program to pre-program the results.
Well, there should be no reason that there's a fraction when you can't break a vote into pieces unless you want to do percentages. But
it's like having a lock on your, I know you're a computer guy, it's like having a lock on your car, but we decided to have another button you push. Even if you lock it, anybody can open it.
That's right, like a back door. But I'll tell you, this is the first time in my life that I've ever voted and was completely uncertain whether or not that would actually count or not.
That's right. But, nobody's doubting this fraud now.
But before we go, I just want to say, Mark, man, keep up the good work. And, hey, listen, I got a question I've always wanted to ask you.
Sure.
Like, when you're coming up with these questions or these scenarios, like, how do you know that something is too absurd? Or do you just, like, because, I mean,
I don't think anything's too absurd. As long as you say it's for Obama, I mean, is there anything too absurd? Is there anything we've never seen where they didn't buy it?
The only ones that I just abandoned that were just taking too long, because these are fairly simple to shoot, unfortunately, were the fake proposals that Hillary Clinton allegedly had put forth to try to enact legislation. So it's stunning. I can't really think on the top of my head if there's been anyone that was too crazy. I think maybe putting Beyonce on the $20 bill was taking a little bit too long. There were some people that thought it was a good idea, but that one kind of got a little bit too many chuckles. They didn't take it seriously, but it's really sad. Unfortunately, and I've been doing this for years on a weekly basis. People can check them out on youtube.com/MarkDice. I appreciate everybody's support. It's really great to be a part of the InfoWars family, and it's exciting. Regardless of what happens, I mean, we're seeing a resurgence of patriotism and of reality.
Exactly. So, we're on the march. The globalists are on the run. Any way you slice it, this is a very exciting time to be alive. They're going to try to rebrand this, and they steal it from Trump, that the alt-right and Alex Jones discredited Republicans. Now we have a one-party state. We've got to shut down these evil people. As Hillary said, we can't have that dangerous talk of dark art.
Well, most of the time, people like me and you and our friends, you know, we've been the silent, you know, we keep to ourselves. We don't go out and march and, you know, yell at people and tell them to think like we do. But it's getting to the point now where, I mean, most of the time, the stuff that you're doing now, Mark, was done by the left, you know, trying to, you know, switching around. And you're like one of the few people that are.
There's the truth. When we get involved with the truth, we kick their ass in their lives. And it's happening now. And they're going to find out they've seen nothing. I mean, how many people do you know that didn't even weren't awake? They're now really pissed.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much everybody that I know that's a friend of mine is now waking up, and they're pissed.
And every special
what's
force
incredible is, you know, Alex. I mean, I saw you as a role model, you know, 10 years ago and 12 years ago when I first came across your show. And what's really incredible is now I'm seeing, you know, high school kids, even college kids, that are sort of, you know, looking up to me and wanting to do what I do, sort of the way that I looked up to you, and, you know, sort of followed the trail that you
had. It's a chain reaction.
I'm really excited.
It is. It is. So as bad as it is, and they're definitely stealing the election, they're trying. That's just my gut. You can see it. We're winning, folks, because them even stealing it in a Machiavellian way is worse. Trump gets in, they're trying to block him. They're going to sabotage him. He's so good, though, he could probably beat him. So I want Trump in. But I'm saying any road we go down, we are going to adapt and improvise. All right, Mark Dice, MarkDice.com. Great job. We love you.
Thanks, guys. God bless.
Chan, I know I drug you in here. You've been here for an hour now. I'm going to play this tape, then I'm going to hand this over to Leanne McAdoo, and then Roger Stone's coming in. I'm going to go vote, do a Facebook mentions while that happens, just briefly here. And the rest of the crew needs to do this, too, because I'm the worst, and I kind of lead the pack here. I don't plug what funds us. I mean, you hear the radio ads, most of those, if it's on a station, that's for the network or local station. Half the ads are the local station, the other are the network. I've got a few ads an hour. It doesn't fund anything. You know, it's like YouTube brings in $60,000 a month. That's to pay for anything. I mean, my bandwidth is $300,000 a month. We've got all these ways to make money, lots of little ways here and there. Oh, I sold 100,000 T-shirts. Okay. We made $5 on each one. Doesn't do anything. We need to sell a lot of product. You need water filters. You need nutraceuticals. So we have discounts. Free shipping store-wide right now through tomorrow, and 30 to 40% off basically everything. Some of the apparel is only 15% off because there's not even that much profit in it. Infowarsstore.com. We need your help. You need Supermel Vitality. You need Brain Force. You need Living Defense. You need 30 to 40% off on high-quality storable foods. You need X2. You need colloidal silver. You need Biome Defense Probiotics. You need lung cleanse. You need bone and joint formula. We go out and private label the highest quality products that are out there, or we go and do original development with the top companies. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceuticals, the supplements, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, I'm going to hear part of this because stuff falls through the cracks. This was a hot interview. I even gave him the headline. I don't think it was ever put up. I think it was like, you know, UFC Tim Kennedy set to destroy. But here it is, and we're going to get this out on YouTube and Facebook as well. This is all about the culture war, and then we're going to come back with Leanne McAdoo, Joe Biggs, Roger Stone in studio, and more. But the most important thing is spread the link. Even if you don't buy the products, spread the link, InfoWars.com/show, the YouTube videos, the Facebook feeds. As of showtime, it was 18 million. 7-8 million just on Facebook. People that watched. Again, the victory, it's not like, oh, my God, I got this big audience. If I was talking about football, who cares? It's we're talking about hardcore issues. We're winning. And I shot high. I said I want $100 million over 2 days. Looks like we'll probably only have $40 million. I mean, come on. But the point is, that is still the giant piss on CNN, piss on MSNBC, and just go, look how pathetic you are. We're 10 times bigger than you. They already figured it out, but it's important they be rubbed in how traitorous they are. So this is all part of routing the enemy. We don't want to do it. I mean, I've said, boys younger than them, the gas chamber. Didn't want to do it, felt I owed it to them. And Matt Al's a young boy. Here we go. So often here at InfoWars, we basically break down and cover things that are personally happening to us just to share our human experience. Because it's about getting outside the corporate media box where the executives of 5 or 6 big networks put out the ideas they want pushed, then everybody regurgitates it. That's why you go see Hollywood movies, and there'll be 4 or 5 movies out with the very same theme where you tune to the nightly news. All 4 networks will have the same story in the same order with the same sponsors. We're about getting outside the box. And I went to high school with Shane Steiner, a good friend of mine. He got involved with us just years ago doing some shooting shows and things. Then he got involved in a bunch of weightlifting and UFC training separately. And then met Tim Kennedy, who I was already a fan of. And I'm not a big sports guy, but I was following some of the UFC because I've known Joe Rogan for so long. I've also, you know, met Dana White and others. So I am a fan of UFC because it's one man against another. It's the real deal. I'm not a huge super fan or expert. I just know now I'm really into it. Because you got this big fight with Tim Kennedy coming up. Shane's been out there in New Mexico at Albuquerque training with him. So Shane just got back after weeks being out there. The fight's coming up here in just a week or so. Shane, tell us where the fight's taking place in New York, who he's fighting.
All right. So the fight is at Madison Square Garden, November 12th. He's fighting Sugar Rashad Evans, who was the former light heavyweight champion. This is his first time at 185. And I got to be honest, just watching Tim train and being around him, I feel sorry for this guy. I mean, I've been a big fan of Rashad Evans, and I mean, Tim is going to just completely destroy him.
First time they've ever had UFC in New York.
It's been illegal in New York. It was the last state holding out against the UFC. I mean, it's all over the world now. And
that's because famously the mafia and boxing, they wanted to run that monopoly.
Well, it had something to do with the caterers union, which is a massive union. And the UFC used its own caterers in Las Vegas. So there was kind of like a power play. But I think they've kind of worked out their differences. And now it's finally going to be.
I got to tell you, Shane can already kick my ass. OK, but now he's really proving it. He beat a girl. I'm sorry, I'm teasing you. He didn't want to do this piece of this, but it is amazing. Tell me about the lady, a former champion that you got to roll with.
Holly Holm?
Yeah.
So, I got to grapple with Holly Holm, and this is just in the training room, not going very hard. For all I know, she was taking it easy on me.
All right, I wasn't going to say it, but now you said it. You said you were going 40%.
I did not say that.
You did, too.
No, I did not.
Hey,
she was probably going 40%. That's what I meant.
I think she just wanted to see us get her hands on you. Because you said she was like, you, come here.
That's not what happened. That's not what happened. Everybody else was already paired up with partners, and I guess she saw that I was lonely walking around.
She's in love with you. Look at her.
She's
so nice.
Look, she's married. I'm married. That's not even a...
No, but we all know what went on there.
Somehow I knew that you were going to make this weird, Alex.
I got to have some fun.
She's gonna really seriously regret asking me to grapple with her. But,
she's super looking girl, though. Needless to say, she defeated you.
Oh, yeah. Easily. So she's very nice, super strong, very technical. She's also like a multi-time boxing world champion. She's got.
I know her. I've seen her all over TV. I physically like her build. I think that's a real feminine build. I hate these little chicken, super skinny women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she actually fights at 135. So she, she's cutting a lot of weight also. But it's, she's.
So how did it end? Do we have the footage of that?
It kind of just went on like that for about 5 minutes, and then the buzzer, and we, shook hands and went on. Hey, look, the whole time I was just, I was like thinking to myself, I cannot believe I'm getting to grapple with Holly Holm.
We could have a match with like 10 of the top females attack 10. That'd be good.
Yeah, that still wouldn't work out. You could have 10 of the top males come and attack Tim.
Wait a minute. We can't just put women in frontline combat? But you can't have a baby. So it's not like somebody's unequal. It's like women can do things we can't do.
That's, I think there's a lot of things that women do better. I mean, I think women make great pilots and race car drivers and, especially race car drivers because, I raced in a race one time in LA and,
With Jesse James.
Yeah.
We've all hung out and talked about that.
And, all the female drivers, I realized, didn't have that ego, that testosterone that made them do stupid things. Like, I ended up smashing my car into a wall. It was undrivable by the end of the race, but the girls kind of kept their cool, and that's why...
Women also make great shooters.
Yes. I know that, like, in the Olympics, there's women shooters, like in the biathlon and stuff like that. They do really well, but I don't know any case studies.
I mean, getting serious, I can't go out for special forces. Most men can't. It's a very small percentage of men that can't. And then we try to claim we're going to make women in there. They're trying to lower the standards. I think that's where this all goes.
Yes. There's men that have trained for this and really want to be in special forces, and then they can't get in. But that somebody that doesn't do as well as they do can kind of leapfrog and get ahead. I think it puts everybody in danger.
Just like we don't see women in the NFL. But we also don't see men having babies.
Well, it's like the Olympics. There's different... women and men don't run together. It's because
it's just like featherweights don't fight heavyweights.
That's right.
Not that you're bad because you're small or bad because you're big. That's your class.
Mm-hmm.
Just watching Tim, though, and his energy, I mean, it really is spiritual. It's gut level. He's able to do all these special missions and all sorts of clandestine stuff while he hosts Hunting Hitler and while he hosts major sports shows on TV and while he trains and fights in the biggest fights. It really is exciting. And look, knowing you, big jock in high school, better shape than I was, you kind of got out of it for a while, see you get back into it. In fact, I just run back into you 4 or 5 years ago. We started getting back in to sports, and now you're like, top 1%. What happened, Shane?
Well, I thought I knew what training was until I met Tim. And all these things you're explaining, how he does all this stuff, he made me feel like I didn't do anything. So he made me really step up my training, and I was only working out 1 day a week with him. So it took me almost a week to recover from those workouts, And then I started working out twice a week and then three times a week. And now we worked out while I was there in Albuquerque 3 to 4 times a day. And we didn't even take Sunday off.
And to be clear, what you've been working out with him 3.5 years?
About 3.5 years, yeah.
He tells me now, though, that you can work out harder than him a lot of days. He says you're really learning fast.
Well, I'm learning fast, but he's been doing this since he's been a kid, you know. Probably 20 years he's been grappling, and I've been doing it maybe 2.5 years, three.
Well, why have you guys hit it off so good? And of course, we've hit it off as well. He's a big part of the show.
Well, he's like one of us. I mean, he's the way he thinks about the world. We have the same interests. He's all about liberty and not having people tell you how to take care of your family and real libertarian minded.
Wow. Seeing the footage, because Tim was here like a month ago, we went on the boat stuff. He leaves Albuquerque. He has lost so much weight, man. I guess he went down a weight division.
Yeah. So he fights at 185. He normally walks around about 220.
And by the way, there's not much fat on him at 220.
No. He's at 8% body fat anyway. Right now, his face, he looks different. He's probably at about 5% body fat right now. I can't even imagine. But he still flings people around like he's 220 pounds.
Tim is like John Wayne for real. I mean, it's crazy. They even admit in the sport that nobody works out harder than he does.
And that's why they keep testing him, because that's what hard work does to you. So the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency came in and started testing these UFC athletes. And there's all these memes about before and after pictures. And 99% of the athletes that were looking really ripped do not look ripped anymore. And so it's clear that something is different before and after the testing. Tim is like one of the few people that looks better now, because he knows now that those guys are on his same playing field, and he has stepped up the training. Nobody trains harder than Tim.
I remember getting up and looking at his Facebook a few months ago, and they tested him like 4 times in 1 week. And there are my products. He's not just getting tested. They're looking at InfoWars Live products that our scientists developed, not me. They're the experts. And there they are with Supermel Vitality, other stuff, you know, double-checking it all. So he's taking our supplements, which is so cool.
Well, that's the thing. When they come and test you, they want to know everything that you put in your body. And so he gets it all out, and Supermel Vitality is one of them. And they write it down and make sure that it's all good.
What does he say to you about Supermel Vitality? Because that's one of our flagship products.
It's the same thing it's the same way that I feel about it. It makes you want to go to the gym, makes you want to train harder and longer. I think also I heal faster. You know, I'm not as sore for as long. And look, I mean, the libido thing, that could be a selling point just right there.
Oh, yeah. Because listen, I had sponsors, and they came to me and they said, look, we want to put out super high quality products. You should put it out your line like 5 years ago. And I'm like 275 pounds, super out of shape, swimming, exercising, but not losing weight. They go, just try this. It's our test product. The next morning, I noticed it. And so for me, I lost 50 pounds of fat. I mean, I don't look great here, but we can show photos. I've lost a ton of weight. And it's been that. It's been the X2 iodine. It's just amazing that Mother Nature's got stuff way more powerful than, you know, any doctor.
That's what I'm saying. Like, doctors prescribe stuff to help your libido. And this not only does that, but it also helps you build muscle, helps you sleep better, helps your muscles repair. I mean, there's a myriad of other things that it also does. But libido, it will increase drastically.
In closing, Shane, this election, I mean, we saw the Brexit, what's happened there. We see the other global developments. It seems like there's a huge awakening take place. Whether somebody loves Trump or hates him, he really is a manifestation of the reawakening of nationalism.
Absolutely. I mean, people are starting to get to see how little control they have in elections. And I think people are tired of it. Even Trump, even his own party is been trying to get rid of him. It's kind of like this. I mean, people just want him in there so bad